It's not complicated. Call it creative. Call it art. Call it design. It's the Design Coach on Lake 96.1.
So you have new tech. It's louder.
What do you mean it's louder?
The tech.
Oh, yeah. The computer engine itself is louder.
So good morning, everyone. You're listening to the Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. Good morning.
Good morning.
Long time no see.
Right.
We've been off for a couple of weeks here.
What the heck?
Well, between Thanksgiving and the coronavirus and all the other stuff that's been going on with you and I. And
I know.
We're back at it, though.
We are back at it.
And you've got new equipment?
Yes.
I can hear it.
It happens.
It's humming?
Yes, it's humming. It's very nice. It's like the third person in here because I'm sure you can all hear
it. Wow, this is really nice tech setup you got.
Yeah.
And the one thing that hasn't changed.
Is us.
Okay.
Or what? I don't know.
A little bit. Is the red nose on the microphone.
Right.
Of all the new pieces, you just thought you'd leave the red.
Well, you know.
That's festive.
It is festive. Rudolph
had a red nose. It's festive to have the red foam ball on the end of your microphone.
Rudolph had it.
Anyway, listen, welcome back, everybody. I hope everyone's Thanksgiving was a good one.
When was that? A month ago?
I don't know, but like I keep thinking it's not going to get weirder. And it, right, you just laughed. And it just seems to be getting, like, every day is, like, starts with a chapter of Bizarro.
Yep.
And then
you're
you get
right.
into the, like, the quote-unquote meat of your day. That sounds like a segment for...
It does, the meat of the day.
For Nick. Doesn't it?
It does.
For
meat
Mr.
of the
Vorpagel,
day.
Like, oh, yes. Just the meat of the day.
Meat of the day, or you know? For the Retro Cafe. With
yeah,
Don
let's
Rosen.
Get into the meat of the day.
What's going on with the meat in the day? What's
Nick,
going on?
If you're listening, you can absolutely steal that.
Oh, okay.
Giving him permission.
So you don't anyway, want bacon in
Listen, if you wrap anything in bacon, pretty much there.
Although I had a prune, I think. Was it a prune that was wrapped in bacon?
Wow.
Was it a prune? What else do I thought?
Are
it was
you
a
recommending
smoky.
This? Is this
I thought
on
it was
your recommend?
Smoky. I thought I was like excited. I'm like, oh yeah, I get a bacon wrap smoky. But it was
a bacon wrap smoky, meaning a small hot dog wrapped in bacon.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was so excited.
Sorry, I have to decipher the Midwestern.
Right. Yeah.
In there.
So I was so excited, but then I realized it was like some sort of prune that I do not like.
Oh.
But since I had COVID, I lost my taste and smell. So I realized that I'm eating something that I don't like. And I'm thinking, what do you do at that point? Do you spit it out?
So you tasted not, because, it and you didn't have, or you didn't, or you ate it and you didn't,
I was
couldn't
chewing
taste it.
I'm like, this is not a hot dog.
And you're like,
okay. This is not.
Okay, so
I mean, it was, I thought it was like shriveled down.
I know, but as a general rule, if you put something in your mouth, you should kind of know.
I saw the
what
bacon.
I know, but don't get blinded by bacon.
Oh,
like,
God, I
and
did.
You were clearly blinded by the bacon, which I'm not saying that can happen to the best of us.
Oh, it did happen to me.
I'm just saying that, you know, you don't know what bacon, you know, if they wrapped it in something strange.
I know.
You assumed it was, you know,
something,
a hot dog.
Right.
And it was a prune.
It was a prune.
Now, those aren't really in the same food category.
It was something I don't like.
Like at all.
At all.
Texturally, that prune just seems wrong.
Yeah. And it was, I don't know, maybe it was something that I do not like.
But I think, aren't prunes supposed to be like sweet? So you're mixing the sweet and the salty and the savory? Like, isn't that the combination?
Yeah.
That you're shooting for with that?
Yeah, I'm sure.
And who made these?
Actually, it was thank goodness, I had two friends drop, because I had COVID over Thanksgiving.
And but just so everyone knows, you're feeling...
I'm feeling fine. Back,
you're feeling
back
fine.
In
you're
the
back
saddle,
at it.
Everything.
We're so thankful that you are.
Yeah, so thankful that my symptoms were relatively mild. But anyway, a couple of friends dropped off Thanksgiving dinner, and I'm so thankful for them they were able to do that for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And one of them had some appetizers. I'm like, oh, yeah, I get an appetizer, like a bacon-wrapped smoky. Which that's how I make them, and I didn't think anything.
But instead, they shoveled
Pop
their prunes.
That baby in
they
my mouth.
They shoveled their prunes at
like,
you.
What?
And
what
you
is
ate,
this?
Did you eat only one, and that was it?
I actually spit it out.
They might be listening.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's I know. Okay. I already talked
to
them about
here's
it.
Here's what I would have done.
But
I would have just stripped off the bacon.
I should have.
You should have just done that.
But I'm
should
like,
have taken that prune, put that prune right off on a plate off to the side.
I should have.
Get back at it with the bacon.
But I thought it was, I didn't think that it was, I thought it was a little smoky.
Oh, how was your Thanksgiving? Other than the fact that you got coronavirus.
Well, you know.
Because that's there.
Did you
get it the day of? Did you get it before?
No, I had it the Sunday before.
Okay.
Sunday before, and I had a cold the week before. Missed a couple days of work because that really knocked me down.
Well, and that's why, you know, we didn't tape, right? Everyone had stuff going on. Plus, we had the holiday in the mix there.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad that you're doing okay.
Well, that Sunday then, I lost my taste and smell, mm-hmm. but I was feeling almost 100% better from my cold. But then, happened.
How was your counsel from, you know, doctors, and was that all really good?
I called my doctor because I wanted a Z-Pack. Yeah. Did you ever have a Z-Pack?
No.
I didn't either. I called for it. My dad's like, get a Z-Pack. I know somebody that had it. They swore by the Z-Pack. Like, they did whatever. I called my doctor just to see. And he's like, I don't recommend that. It's not going to help COVID.
Okay.
So he's like, just keep taking your vitamins. Keep taking cold medicine.
It was kind of the same advice that I got, which was, you know, if your symptoms don't progress to something else, and mine fortunately never got to the respiratory piece.
Knock on wood.
It was the, you know, fever and the chills. If it didn't progress to that, then, you know, basically the advice was kind of write it out.
Right. Do not let anybody else around you.
Rest. Don't let anybody else around you. Write it out. Hunker down. And, mm-hmm. you know, your typical stuff that is, you know, drink lots of fluids and get your rest.
Yeah. Which is hard because if you don't have your taste, it's hard to drink fluids. Do you know? Did you find that too?
Yeah. Although, remember when I told you I was like Will Ferrell in The Wedding Crashers when he's just like yelling upstairs to his mom for meatloaf. Like that was me. Like Luke and I, we were quarantining together, and from the basement, I was just randomly yelling food groups.
If I was like, Julie, I would have left if I was her for like 2 weeks.
Ice cream. Like it was literally like that, and then my middle daughter was like, stop yelling stop yelling at us.
Oh my gosh.
And they would leave the food like at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah, I had a couple of the porch drop-offs.
You know, and I just felt like Gollum from, you know,
like I had leprosy.
Lord of the Rings. I would just like come out of my cave, grab my plate of food. I did a lot of that.
Yeah.
I did do a lot of that.
I'm thankful for my dogs. It was just the dogs and
well,
me.
Well, speaking of thanks, I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And, you know, now we are... You know, we're headed towards this holiday season that, you know, we're in the thick of now.
Yes, we are.
And Christmas isn't looking, especially with the way things are going, Christmas doesn't look like it's going to be any less weird.
I know.
I mean, our Thanksgiving was great. It was a smaller grouping than normal, but we still ended up getting together.
Did you?
We did.
Did you have other people then?
We did. And we, you know, but a lot of these people we had been seeing.
Yeah.
You know, it was family. Yeah. And, you know, to each his or her own, as far as, you know, how I think it's a very personal decision on exactly what you believe that your comfort level is and exactly what you believe your safety protocols within your own family need to be. And we respect everyone's opinion there. I'm not making a judgment one way or the other, but for us, you know, it was a little bit more of a family first approach.
Mm-hmm.
Is probably the right way to categorize that. But as we head towards the holiday season, I don't really know. Like, we got the ravioli thing coming up, which is going to be in a few weeks here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I want to see everyone. I'm kind of struggling with, you know, how do we make that activity something that's, you know, fun, right? Comfortable and sort of safe for
familiar.
Everyone.
You know, you familiar. Want that, you want
and even
that
if
tradition
they don't
want to
participate
continue.
In maybe making it, just sort of being around. I mean, our house, we can social distance in our house pretty decently.
Uh-huh.
Got lots of levels, and I think we can do a decent job with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice to have a Thanksgiving that felt at least relatively normal.
Relatively
normal.
Mine was just so weird. It's like a lot of other people.
Well,
that
and
have
then
COVID
you had, but you were ill
and
too.
And I was sick, and my husband wasn't home, and it was just weird.
I mean, that puts a whole new spin.
But I'm
on everything.
So thankful. I'm so thankful.
Well, and I think that's the focus, right? I mean, I think as we talk about, you know, the trajectory for the end of this year, I've got a couple things that I kind of want to bring to everyone's attention. And one is some of the work that we are currently doing at the Design Coach that is setting us up for a 2021 that I think I want to talk a little bit about momentum and this concept and this mindset of, you know, as an increasing number of obstacles seem to still be in our way. what is the mindset that we need to have to sort of overcome them? And how do we do that both inside and out? So anyway, we're going to talk about momentum carrying us into the new year. When we come back from the break, you're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1.
The Design Coach continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. And it's so great to be back with you.
Isn't it? It's good to be back in the studio and on a Sunday.
I'm really glad that you made it through that.
Thank you.
I was worried about
you. Thank you. It's tough.
It's a thing.
Scary.
Yeah.
And thinking about all those that are going through and having COVID right now. So it is it is real. I never thought that I'm not one of those conspiracy, I knew it was real. I got it, you know? So.
Yeah. Well, and you know, as we begin to sort of, you know, as everyone seems to be coping and dealing and working through a lot of stuff, I find that, you know, everyone's just trying to find the best path forward.
Yeah.
You know, for their immediate family. And you know, we talked, especially as we talked on previous shows in November, you know, before all of this, we really did talk about, you know, exactly how to go about making sure that you keep your momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the focus of today's show is how do you do that? How do you achieve that? How do you focus when there's a million distractions? I mean, it doesn't look like the school thing's going to resolve itself anytime soon.
I know it. I know.
I mean, nobody really knows where that's going.
Right.
I mean, even though we're getting some really positive news about, like,
With the
vaccines and all that kind of stuff, like, all of that seems to be moving in the right direction. But I also think that, you know, there's going to need to be this, you know, you're going to need to take an internal approach in order to keep things moving forward. And at The Design Coach, we've been doing that. We've been absolutely focusing on the things that we can control. And it's actually, as a business, it is paying off big time. There's absolutely a benefit during this sort of COVID quarantine time to sort of taking a look at improving and fixing. And that's what we've been doing. I mean, between our showrooms and even the training of our team and even the philosophy of who we want to be going into 2021, we're having really substantive conversations and substantial conversations about, you know, when things do eventually kind of open up and get back to some sort of normal, you know, what is our position going to look like? And, you know, I'm proud to say that creatively, we're in a really good spot.
Good.
You know, like, we've got an amazing client book. We've been landing clients and projects this entire time because we've been trying to find a way to make it an environment that still delivers great ideas, delivers great inspiration, and delivers great information in as many different ways as we possibly can.
Right.
So,
you know, isn't this, and looking back, how long have you been in the new place now?
Two years.
Okay. Yeah. And looking back, 2 years, it was around this time of the year that you were moving.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And at the time, you had talked about this, that you were not really a walk-in type of shop when you're downtown Lake Geneva.
Right.
And even though you welcomed them, even though that you had fun, you know, I mean, people did. I did.
Yep.
Loved your store. But you really weren't. You didn't need that foot traffic. And isn't that crazy now, 2 years later, here we are in this pandemic, and you're thriving for, you know, because that's who you guys are. You have developed into this, you dig deep down into who you are and have grown, I feel, from, you know, through this as well.
Well, I think, thank you for that.
Like,
I think our posture has a lot to do with my posture, which has been, I've never been one that when something's going in a negative direction, I've never been one to wallow on that negative direction. Mm-hmm. Early in my career, I took a lot of that feedback very personal and I would let it kind of derail me. And I think that was the sensitive artistic side of me. Over the years, I've learned to take that feedback and then incorporate that feedback positive and negative into fuel. Mm-hmm. And so I just sort of made the decision, and you heard me say this on previous shows, I made this decision, we weren't going to stop evolving.
Right.
I refused to say, okay, I can't control this, but I certainly can control the relationships, what I share, my ideas, how I implement them. They might come a little slower because things get delayed, or maybe we find new ways to deliver it electronically and digitally.
Right.
But we were always looking, we never stopped trying to evolve the process.
Exactly.
To fit the circumstance or the environment versus getting so static in our thinking that you couldn't evolve during this time. In fact, there's some great evolutions. Mm-hmm. There's some silver linings to some of this where people are realizing how much they're able to do with less running around, mm-hmm. there's efficiencies that are being explored that I think are all part of my momentum discussion today, mm-hmm. which is I'm seeing these businesses and these people, I mean, it's people and businesses who have made these decisions to just say, okay, COVID's another thing that's out there that I'm going to put into the calculus, but I'm not going to let it solve the equation or unsolve the equation. Like, I'm not going to let it derail. Mm-hmm. I have to build it into the calculus.
Right.
And the businesses that are doing that, it's very interesting to see the moves that they're making. I'm going to give you a really good example. I don't know if you saw my post from earlier in the week, but By the Dozen Bakery out of McChesney Park mm-hmm. opened up their second location in the old Swiss Made Bakery location.
Oh, okay.
In downtown Harvard.
Awesome.
So Swiss Made Bakery had gone, they had retired, and the bakery had sat dormant for a while. I want to say it's going on a year and a half. And we were, Swiss Made, a lot of people loved their products. I mean, mm-hmm. from all over, from Southeast Wisconsin all the way into Illinois. It was something that people looked forward to buying there for everything from their coffee cakes to their donuts. I mean, it was, it was really kind of a Harvard, cornerstone, if you will. And so it was really a loss when they decided to retire and no new business moved in there. Well, This bakery put out a post because they just opened last week. And by the way, their stuff is fantastic. And they've even revived and they've kept going with the traditions of the Swiss Made Bakery, making some of the things that they used to offer so that the patrons who loved that establishment can still go to this, By the Dozen Bakery and can get the same things that they got at Swiss Made, which I thought was a really cool nod.
It is.
To the lineage and the legacy of how long Swiss Made had been there.
Right.
I thought that was really special.
Very cool.
And really a cool thing. What I was more impressed by was the fact that in this environment, they decided to open up their second location. Now in a lot of industries, that's right now, that's pretty gutsy.
It is.
That's kind of a big deal that you decided that in this environment, and they put out a post, and if you go to their Facebook page, By the Dozen Bakery on Facebook, they talk about why they made the decision. And part of that post went on to talk about, hey, we don't want to stay stagnant. We want to keep delivering our product to as many people as we possibly can. We felt like this was the right move. We feel like we can do it safely. We feel like we can continue to do what we do best, just maybe doing it a little differently. And I think in there lies the lesson. We all can keep doing some of the things that we love doing. Mm-hmm. We just might need to, at least in the short term, because it sounds like the vaccine news is really positive. Mm-hmm. And we all hope that that's a watershed moment, for our sense of right. our mental health and our sense of freedom. Mm-hmm. But as we sort of come to what is the tail end of at least the roughest part of this, you can still deliver and you can still keep your momentum. It just might look a little different, and you might have to change your strategy. We're going to talk about that and more when we come back from the break. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1.
The Design Coach continues on Lake 96.1.
All right.
Okay, so good morning, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. I apparently have to, I'm going to accept my beating. My whipping like a man.
Oh my goodness.
So you have a bone to pick with me.
I do.
And we're going to open this segment before we talk about how to sort of maintain your momentum in this, what can be a challenging time. You started by saying it's a question, but I'm gathering that from your facial expression, it's more of like a bone to pick.
I have a couple things.
Oh, wow. More than one? You wouldn't be the first.
Yeah. Okay. I have a couple things
for you.
You
get in line.
Okay, number one. Okay. You want the good or the... Let's just go ahead.
You know
the
what?
Bad.
Whatever you
let's
got.
Let's just go ahead.
Throw
I'm
it
just
at
gonna
me.
Throw this out there.
I got my
While
pumpkin
I was
spice
sick,
coffee.
So. Barely being able to lift my head up. I lost my smell, lost my taste by myself, crying daily,
oh,
every
gosh.
Hour.
Here we go.
You know... sniffling and everything else like that by myself. Did I mention by myself?
Okay, you
anyway,
were with
Larry,
you were not by yourself.
I am looking through Facebook because, you know, mindlessly doing things. I come
Well, you had a lot of time.
I had a lot of time, a lot of time. And,
quarantine
you know,
quarantine
and
does that to people.
It does. Yeah. And I just didn't have any energy to do anything else.
Okay.
But I came across this post of yours from this adorable cocktail with a candy cane. And it was tantalizing, and it was just like, are you kidding me? Are you putting this out there so that you're just teasing me?
Totally.
Like, I can't.
It was, by the way, a really good cocktail.
Amazing.
It's a really good cocktail.
And I still can't have it because I can't taste.
Okay, you know what? Here's what you're going to have to do.
Happening?
We're going to. Okay, but it's not going to last forever.
Thank you.
My taste came back.
Okay.
You know, I'm hoping that... I'm hoping.
You're hoping. Thank you.
Sorry.
Gee, I hope your
I'm
face
relatively
gets
confident that yours will as well as you recover. Although I'm not a doctor and I don't play one on the radio show, I have no idea. But I'm hopeful that it'll come back.
How
and when it does, here's what I will do.
Okay,
I will share all of these awesome recipes. It's funny that you say that because one of the things that we, you know, as we talk about this momentum. Momentum has everything to do with making sure that you stay mentally and also physically active.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't just mean exercise. I mean the activity of creating or cooking or making or writing. Or, you know, whatever it is that sort of keeps your mind active. You know, for a lot of people, you know what was big during a lot of people's quarantine were these puzzles.
Oh, I know.
Like
I know.
Doing puzzles and like whatever it is or was that sort of is keeping you moving is really important. And I think it's funny that you mentioned this because yes, this absolutely goes hand in hand with this momentum that I'm referring to. Like I said to myself, I'm like, you know, it's probably time for me to come up with another creation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I hadn't shared that I hadn't shared in a while.
Yeah.
And did you see what was? Did you see what it was?
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah. The little rum chata.
Oh, I know. I know. Had
right?
a few cranberries in it.
Uh-huh.
Was it cranberries?
Cranberries.
Oh, yeah.
Rum chata.
Malabar.
Which is, yeah, Malabar from Rush Creek Distilling. They sell a product called Malabar, which is this, it's like a spiced liqueur, right?
Yes.
And a little bit of that rum chata
I don't know.
In there,
like,
right? And then you could throw in a little bit of whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, I will tell you, it was so great because I realized something about my family.
That
when they come
that?
Over, I overserve them. I've been making
you pour
my
Melody drinks.
I've been making my drinks too large for my family.
Oh, you know what?
And within the first,
it's 2020.
I know, but within the first like hour, they're like they can't handle their liquor. And Julie's looking at me, and I don't blame her. She's looking at me like, "What are you doing?"
Are you
and I'm
doing
like, "Well, I've been serving
overnight.
Everything." The problem is, I'm serving everything in a mason jar.
Yes,
because I just
it's
want
a mason jar.
I know, but I just want everyone to have a nice time.
Yes,
and I'm just it's my offering, and I need to offer a little less.
It's
so
the mason jars.
So we recently for our anniversary, which was
happy anniversary.
Thank you. This past weekend, we ended up going to Galena.
Nice.
And it was awesome. Stayed in this Irish boutique hotel that was just outside, and the shops in Galena were safe but open. It was a nice day trip.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really great. We ate dinner at Fried Green Tomatoes, which is a wonderful restaurant in Galena. For those of you who haven't been, it is worth the day trip and the overnight stay. The Irish boutique hotel that we stayed at, you know, obviously was at lower capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But was just themed for Christmas, and it was
beautiful.
A nice, quick post-Thanksgiving kind of getaway for just Junie and I.
It is. Galena's just a nice town.
And it was nice. It was you know what? It was a great day trip. But what I did was, is for those of you who really like what I like, which is the chemistry, mm-hmm. which is what you're referring to in this small little drink. And if you go to my Instagram, you'll see it there.
Yeah.
I served it in like a petite glass.
So adorable.
Slightly larger than a shot glass. Mm-hmm. I have now decided that I'm serving my family in testers. Okay? Because they can't handle their booze. And I can actually have people try more of my cocktails.
Oh, I see.
So
yes.
In Galena, we were able to find from the brewing company these heavier weight, they're not shot glasses. They're larger than a shot glass. Mm-hmm. They're like a tester.
Oh,
like,
yes.
In other words, if you did like a flight of beer.
Yeah.
You know those little flight glasses that
yeah.
you get? Well, I'm going to make crafted cocktails.
It's like what?
In these flights.
Yeah.
And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring some in next week.
Perfect.
And we should do our holiday cocktail show
okay.
next for
Let's
next Sunday.
Because next week
and
is the 13th.
Yeah. And I'll share the recipes with everyone. But the tasting glasses were perfect.
Love it.
Because I seriously need to cut down on the portions, apparently, that I serve people.
You know what? Don't just wait to do that till after next week.
I don't know.
I need to get my taste back. If not, we're going to have to postpone it till the 20th.
Here's what I do know. All I know is that's one of the ways that I keep my creativity going when I'm at home. You know, I don't always want to pull out interior designer artwork when I come home because
mm-hmm.
I do it all day.
Right,
I do it all day. I want to do something different.
Yeah.
Now, I want to actually get a little physical with it. And I like creating these things. And listen, it's not that the cocktails that I craft always work out.
Yeah.
In fact, I've probably dumped as much as I've tasted. But
that's sad.
Just saying, it's a laboratory.
Yes, it is.
And I pull from all of these different resources and I try to create my own. But you've got to have great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, the trip to Galena, there was this one shop. I bought this. It's a toffee walnut whiskey.
Ooh.
I'm telling you that it's very, a lot of times it can be very difficult to find certain types of spirits that don't need any help. In other words,
not
require a mixer.
Yes.
And whiskey's one of those that people can kind of bristle a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a fire water
mm-hmm.
kind of mindset.
Yeah.
This was so smooth that if you just poured it on ice, It just, the flavors were absolutely fantastic.
Nice.
And now they've started, like Woodford Reserve started coming out with these. I bought this butternut and pumpkin syrup.
Oh.
It's just like a simple syrup that's
yes.
flavored.
Right.
And you can use that from coffee to cocktail.
Sure.
Right?
There,
so
yes,
if you carry,
I remember
if
this.
If you carry your syrup with you in a holster.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Like I might start doing.
Uh-huh. Right.
Just to be festive.
Like I have a Clorox holster. You're into now these.
I've got my simple
holsters.
Syrup holster, like a bat belt.
I can't wait till I get that
of like
point.
Flavors.
Yeah.
But anyway, I started playing around with that and I made a remember the hot buttered rum that we were talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I did something. I did the pumpkin and the butternut syrup. I mixed that with this toffee whiskey.
Oh my
and then
gosh.
And then I mixed it with a little apple cider.
When are you going to start your own
and
book?
Then I don't know. And then Julie said the same thing. I need to make a book.
I don't know.
Photograph everything. I
yes,
need to make
you
a book
do.
Of right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I heated that up.
Yeah.
So it was like a hot drink.
It's great.
And then I put a little whipped cream.
Ooh, yeah.
On top.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Julie,
flavor,
not so much.
Or just regular?
Just regular.
Okay.
Not, Julie wasn't as big a fan.
But that's okay,
I
though,
really enjoyed it. But here's the thing. It's okay. Now I know what she likes
yeah.
and I can make the things that she likes.
Right.
And just by the act of creating and eating up however many minutes in the day that took me, it was creating a little micro experience
yeah.
on a Sunday afternoon
right.
that was just another thing that sort of puts your mind in a different headspace.
Isn't that great?
That can be very helpful from the monotonous routine that sometimes quarantine can lock you
yes.
into. And no one knows that more than you and I, who have both had COVID.
Right.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, you know
oh.
what a grind that is.
It is. And plus, you're so exhausted from having COVID, from just the symptoms that you try to do something. I tried to decorate my banister.
I heard that.
Oh.
Are you decorated now?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
still,
no.
No,
yes.
You are now.
I am now. Yeah. I have a few more things that I need to do. But no, we are full almost full bore.
So my overall topic, you know, for today's show, and I'm sort of giving out little hints of this as we sort of move through it, is about this momentum piece and about how do you introduce things into your, you know, into your universe and into your world that help kind of recalibrate your mind. Travel, obviously, you've heard me say for me is one of them. Mm-hmm. Even if it's that quick trip to Galena, but also is just creating something small for someone to try and taste and give feedback. And you know, no bigger move than apparently now I have a third dog. So we'd like to officially welcome onto the show. Aww. We'd like to welcome Cooper.
Cooper. How
it's
did
now
you
Cody,
name?
Tucker, and Cooper.
It's perfect. It's like they are meant to be with
the
each
three
other.
Labs.
Oh,
all
my
from
goodness.
Different lineages.
I love it. Are they all
and the other two, golden? Like the older two who are respectively 13 and 8.
Yeah.
Right? They don't know what to make of this new kid.
Oh, sure.
And this new kid's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Cooper's awesome.
Uh-oh. I'm upset that you didn't bring Cooper with you.
This is one of those things where, you know, Julie had been saying to me, maybe we need to get a third dog. And I said, why?
I'm so proud
like,
of you.
Like, why are you, why do we need to do this? Because, you know, I mean, it's a little bit like having a newborn.
Oh, I know.
It is. I mean, there's a lot of work involved.
There is.
And
you get
I
used to your
I,
life know, and used to
right,
your...
But you got to approach this thing as a, like, it can't all fall to one spouse.
Oh, no.
Like, this responsibility is a family responsibility.
Absolutely.
At least this is the way we are approaching
yes.
it.
Yes.
And what we're saying is this dog, right? This one, I mean, this is a puppy. Adorable,
mm-hmm.
but also kind of wise.
Really?
Yeah, he's bright.
Really?
Yeah, he's smarter than some of the other ones in the house. We'll just say that.
Careful, they're listening.
And they're all, it's so fascinating to just see how they are reacting. And so I'll let you know how that's going. So far, so good.
Who's the pack leader so far?
Well, Cody is clearly the oldest and he's the pack leader, but he's also getting older.
Yeah.
So Tucker is the one that's sort of...
I mean, sometimes it's not always the oldest.
But
the old,
like Tucker now is the one who's growling at the dog to assert dominance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cody is just like, I don't even know why you're here.
Right.
I mean, like, he almost is like, does this even belong? Like is he visiting? Like,
what's
like
happening?
I envision
the new
if he
kid
could
leaving?
Speak. Like just... Cody be like, excuse me, is he going to be here? For a while. Why is he here? Is he staying very long? Or like, why does he have a cage? He's got shiny toys. Did you buy those?
Oh,
did someone bring them? Like, and
because you do have family members that bring
Cody.
Dogs with
these things are going through Cody's head.
Yeah.
But he's not saying anything yet. Whereas Tucker's just downright like, what is going on here?
Oh, yeah.
So, but as you talk about momentum, that, you know, this pandemic puppy is a thing, apparently.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I have a pandemic puppy.
People, a pandemic puppy. But again, you talk about momentum. One of those ways to move it forward just by introducing something new or interesting into your life.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that and so much more when we come back for the break. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1.
The Design Coach continues on Lake 96.1.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Happy Sunday. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. So... So do you have a part B?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
So just to clear up any kind of ambiguity from everyone from the last segment, you were upset that I introduced a drink that you couldn't taste?
Yeah.
This is the upshot?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right.
I could not
at one point in my life.
I knew eventually you'd be in the team photo.
Right.
But once your taste comes back,
thanks.
I'll be happy to make you a tester.
All right.
But you're gonna have to let me know. If it's not back by next weekend.
We're gonna have to do it on the 20th.
Then we're just gonna keep pushing it.
Okay. All right. I'm holding you to this, so.
Well,
all right.
Because I'm not bringing you a flight of cocktails.
Come on.
That you can't taste.
No, I know. I need no.
That's not gonna work.
I'm expecting a flight, that's for sure.
All right.
Okay, so a couple questions.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary once again.
Thank
How
you.
Many years?
23.
23 years. I want what you guys drink or whatever skin regimen that you guys are on because you look
what?
Like you did when you were first married.
What?
23. Yeah, you guys do.
Really?
You guys look fantastic.
Oh, Julie,
I saw that picture. I'm just
Thank
like,
you.
Okay, seriously, what do you use for products? Like, I need to know that. Second of all, I saw that you got a Christmas tree.
We did. I was really excited about the Christmas tree, too.
Why is that?
Because, you know, we had had this really strange tradition. We did. We had had this strange tradition. And people might be shocked to hear this, but the tradition that we had had is that I would take typically my youngest daughter, Zoe, mm-hmm. on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And normally, like, right around 4 o'clock, it was the strangest thing. Like, we'd go, like, in the afternoon. Like, I don't know how this developed. I think maybe it was like, does anybody want to come and get the Christmas tree with me? And everyone was like, rawr. And I'm like, Zoe, you come with me. And it just sort of evolved.
That's fun, though. That's your guys' thing to share.
I don't know that it's, I mean, this time Julie and Luke came. I don't know where this is going, but here's...
What?
Here's,
so now, who all went?
So here's what happened. So... Julie and I had decided, like, hey, you know, we still need to get the tree on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. We were on our way back from Galena.
Okay.
But I said to her, I said, listen, this time, you know, every time I go, we go to a big box. And I have had a lot of luck getting a really great shaped tree. Sometimes it's Menards. I'd go to Woodstock. Sometimes it's the Lowe's and Delavan. And I had success.
Yeah.
Finding a quick tree that was easy, that was reasonably priced. But this year... they only sell up to a certain height.
Yeah.
Like at the big box. Mm-hmm. You can only go to like eight to 10 max, maybe.
Oh, you need, yeah.
So I was like, and we have room. We had room to go higher.
So go for it.
So, right. So I said, Julie, this year we should really up our game.
Yes.
And let's go to a Christmas tree farm.
Yes.
And let's go to a Christmas tree farm that actually sells trees that are larger than 8 feet.
For sure.
And let's use the ceiling height and let's go for it.
Oh, I love it.
And she's like, fantastic. So we're researching Christmas tree farms, of which there are a couple mm-hmm. in Harvard that are great. Mm-hmm. There's Coniferous, which we went to. Then there's Ben's. Keely got her tree from there. Like, there's a lot of great Christmas tree farms in the area. Mm-hmm. But the one we went to is this Canadian conifera tree, which is 11 feet tall, soft needles. It's sort of a combination.
Nice.
Between a, like, it's really thick. It's thicker than a Fraser.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently this is what the guy who owns the tree farm puts in his own home. And we went and literally within the first 5 minutes, Julie and Luke hadn't even gotten there. And Zoe and I were like, that's our tree.
That's it.
It was perfect.
And you
just know. It was perfectly shaped. It was, you know, what was nice was it wasn't pre-bundled. You know, mm-hmm. you could kind of look at the tree.
Yes.
You know, when they're pre-bundled.
You have to. No, you
it can get a little,
see.
You know what I mean?
You sure you have to
you
look
try to get the
buying.
Clue by looking at the leader at the top and it gets a little funky.
Yeah.
No. This one, we were able to spin it,
yep,
look at it.
Spin it.
And the it was probably the largest tree we've ever gotten and the trunk size just barely fit into our stand.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's
that's interesting.
It's gorgeous.
I love it.
And we love it.
I saw the picture. And I was thinking, like, the Sasanos, the design coach bunch. So what do you do? Okay. At what point do the balls come out? You put on the
ornaments?
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. You put the lights on first.
I do, yes.
Okay. Do you do the large bulbs first? Or what do you do? The design coach, how
we
do you do this?
We don't really have a, I don't think we have a, we don't really have a. Strategy.
You just go for it.
Well, here's what I'm encountering right now. What I encountered this year is, you know, in years past, you know, if Julie's traveling or I'm busy, you know, or the kids have busy schedules,
yeah.
you know, it can get hard. It can be difficult to get all of them together.
Yeah.
To pick.
Right.
Or to put the tree together.
Yeah.
And to pick the ornaments and put them in the right spot. I mean, listen, everybody in my family has an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So ornaments get moved.
That's right.
From certain locations.
They move yours.
They move mine.
Right.
I apparently, as a design coach, cannot place a decent ornament to save my life.
Yes.
Right?
I don't even know why I'm asking
you
this question.
I put on one ornament and Zoe was like, that's a bad place for that ornament and immediately did the transplant.
So
dad cannot.
To your family. Let's just skip that question.
So I think we try to make it as best we can a family affair.
Mm-hmm.
We do like to decorate. Like, you know, we pulled out all the boxes in advance and we,
yeah.
like, that's kind of our Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
After Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's kind of when we do,
right.
I'm going to say the majority of it. And this year, for whatever reason, and I'm not quite sure why, the house is really well edited. Like, I don't know. We did some new things. Julie made some suggestions and I took better direction than I normally do. And
2020.
Right? It's just beating me down.
I mean, it's not all that bad, right?
It's beating me into yes. That's
Julie's
my,
like, yes.
I don't know. But I wanted it to be, it was interesting the way we just sort of worked together and we got it all done. And it was a relative family affair. But I think that It's one of those like, hey, it's going to happen. You can participate for a little bit of it. We don't force our kids to like have an evening where we do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I did a lot of advanced prep work because I like to do the garland with the bows on my up my stairs. And we decorate two levels.
Yeah.
So I took the lead on decorating the lower level basement, which we love.
So do you have a tree down there as well?
A tree down there, but not a real tree.
Okay.
So we have only a real tree on the first floor, but like we're in full holiday regalia.
Yes,
and we decorated for the holiday downstairs for Thanksgiving because I knew I was having family come. Yeah. And I kind of wanted that flavor.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
For the holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, as we talk about, you know, I think maybe the holidays are coming at a perfect time. Maybe this decorative and this decoration exercise for everyone's maybe coming at a good time because it's kind of taking your mind off, you know, some of the craziness that's out there.
Yeah.
And
I know it has.
I know the tendency for some people can be to shell when things get tough, but that's exactly why I mentioned the bakery. That's exactly why I mentioned the momentum that we've tried to maintain and accelerate at the Design Coach is because we feel like now more than ever, it's important to connect and to stay connected in as many different ways as you can. And sometimes it's just a phone call. Sometimes it's a recipe for a cocktail that you want to share. Sometimes it's just a thought and an expression. You know, it doesn't need to be a big gesture, but it still needs to be a gesture.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of where my head's at.
I love it.
So cocktails for next Sunday.
Cocktails it is.
Provided you can taste.
I hope so. Knock on wood, let's just hope.
Oh, listen, if you want to know more about what we do, just go to thedesigncoach.com. In addition to that, the Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook pages are filling up with all sorts of great stuff that we're working on. We feel so blessed to be working on the projects that we're working on. And there's a lot of great stuff to feed your mind with great ideas, great inspiration, and great information. So thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us. You've been listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. You've been coached.